It at a Sleep Number store. Oh, and right now, it's the lowest price ever on our temperature balancing i8 bed. Save $700. End Sunday. For research information and to find one of our 550 stores nationwide, go to sleepnumber.com.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the gym class here at KGYM at 3 past 3 on a Wednesday. Beautiful day outside, sunshine around eastern Iowa, and what a better topic to talk about than golf, and we will do that on the program coming up here in just a little bit. It is Caddy Smack on the gym class. Brian Haas from Blue Top Ridge down at Riverside will be joining us here in studio. Your questions welcome. We've got some guests to talk some golf as well. That'll be coming up here in just a few minutes. But we're going to talk some college football prior to that, a little bit of girls basketball news as well. So stay tuned. It is the Wednesday edition of the gym class coming up on KGYM. We should be outside today. What a day it is. Welcome at 5 past the hour at 3 o'clock. Scott Unash along with Mark Dukes. Brian Haas just walking into the studio. Rick Swan from Rob FM. The entire cast and crew of Caddy Smack will be joining you coming up here in just a couple of minutes as we embark on the gym class for this Wednesday here on KGYM. Thank you for joining us here as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. Coming up tonight, we've got coverage of Game 2 of the Stanley Cup playoffs, as it'll be Pittsburgh looking to take a 2-0 lead over the Nashville Predators tonight. We'll have it on all three frequencies for you coming up at 7 o'clock tonight from Westwood 1. And should be a lot of fun. Kenny Albert and the crew will be on hand to call that one tonight from the Igloo in Pittsburgh. And hopefully no catfish thrown out onto the ice tonight or anything like that to stop things as far as the National Hockey League is concerned. And then tomorrow night we get into the NBA Finals with Game 1 between Cleveland and Golden State, as that will get underway. Finally, after more than a week hiatus, basketball is back as far as the NBA Finals is concerned. That will get underway from Oakland tomorrow evening. Good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon. Brian Haas raising his hands when we talked about the NHL.
Absolutely.
We'll have to figure out that, what that's all about.
He is a big hockey fan.
All right. Yeah, and you're going to get another chance to win tickets to the Alan Jackson concert September 9th in Cedar Rapids. Stay tuned during this hour to win a pair of tickets. By the way, it's all conducive if you're a football fan and an Alan Jackson fan. The start time for that Iowa State game on that particular day has been announced.
Yes. What a segue, Mark. that is the big, well, one of the big stories today, as some, basically the networks around the country, the ESPNs, the Fox Sports ladder, the, you name it, the SEC network, the ACC network, but not the Big Ten network. They have not let out their schedule yet. But as we mentioned, that is the big story today, as we have 4 starting times for the University of Iowa, and we have some starting times for Iowa State University as well. Let's start off with the Hawkeyes. We know 4 game times now for their 2017 football schedule. No game time yet on the opener against Wyoming, but you can put... you can pretty much put down that's going to be on the Big Ten Network, because they did not release their schedule today, and there's nothing as far as a network or a time on that one, so it's going to be on the Big Ten Network, everybody. We don't know when, but pretty much mark it down in stone. September 9th, as Mark mentioned, Iowa in Ames to take on Iowa State. That will be an 11 o'clock kickoff. It'll either be on ESPN or ESPN2 at 11 o'clock. The following Saturday, September the 16th, Iowa will host North Texas sans Dan McCarney, and that will be a 2:30 kickoff, and that is going to be on ESPN2. And October 7th, the homecoming game in Iowa City, Iowa and Illinois. No network yet designated for that game, but that will be an 11 o'clock start. And finally, and I think people are very happy about this, Mark, because if you remember last year, it came right down to the final week, and nobody knew the start time yet for the Black Friday game. Well, that is not going to be the case this year. November 24th on that Friday, Iowa goes to Lincoln to take on Nebraska. 3 o'clock start, late afternoon start, and that will be on FS1, Fox Sports 1. So that'll be the first time that game will be on that particular branded network. And if you remember, Fox Sports is now a member of the group of networks that will be broadcasting Big Ten football
this year.
Perhaps
first time at 3 o'clock as well. I don't remember a 3 o'clock Iowa-Nebraska game. Perhaps there was one. But once again, times all across the board. But at least we do know now the Iowa-Iowa State kickoff in Ames, 11 a.m. on September 9th. And I agree with you. I think Wyoming will be a 11 a.m. Big Ten Network game as well.
I don't see how it can't be. I don't see how it can't be. For Iowa State, and make sure that this one is right there. We mentioned Iowa State's going to be 11 o'clock. Iowa State, UNI, the opener, Saturday, September 2nd. That is going to be a 7 o'clock kickoff. So that will be a night game in Ames. I don't think that's a real big shock to anybody. Iowa State, UNI is more often than not been a night game for that one. Iowa State, Akron, and that will be an 11 o'clock game, and that will be on the CBS Sports Network. So mark that down. Iowa State at Akron, remember, that is at Akron, Ohio, 11 o'clock CBS Sports Network. Iowa State, Texas, that is either going to be a 6:30 or a 7 o'clock game on ESPN. And, of course, that is a midweek game, I believe a Thursday night game for Iowa State and Texas.
I'd like to see Iowa State UNI on one of the bigger platforms. It's scheduled for CyclonesTV.com right now, and I have nothing against CycloneTV.com, but a whole lot of people either don't subscribe to it, don't want to access it, just want to simply tune in on a certain cable channel. Of course, we'll have it here on KGYMRadio.com, but I wish that game would be shown. A lot worse games on TV than Iowa State and UNI.
Mm-hmm. And well, some of the local cable subscribers will get it here in the state, usually. I think that's usually the way it happens. But not sure on that yet. Of course, Cyclone TV is the Iowa State platform where you subscribe to it. You can get not only football, but a lot of the Olympic sports. You get through that as well. So there you go, some start times. And I think Iowa State back to 11 o'clock is a good thing. I was never really in favor of the night game, but everybody got through it okay last year down in Iowa City.
What about you out there? KGYMRadio.com. You can weigh in on our poll question today, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. Are you a fan of the 11 a.m. start time for the Cy-Hawk game this fall? Simple yes or no question. Thanks to Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
Yes, and I think it's going to be an overwhelming yes. It'd be better if it was a 1 o'clock game. 2:30, would 2:30 probably be the best time for Iowa
State? I think it's the worst.
Because you get enough time for you to get well lubricated during the day.
Not even that. I mean, 11 a.m., you run over to Riverside afterwards and still get in a few holes, you know?
There you go.
Huh?
And there you go.
Blue Top Ridge?
Yeah.
2:30, you're shot unless you get up at 6, 7 o'clock in the morning and go play, which I suppose is possible. Not for you and me.
No, we don't do that. We only recognize 6 o'clock in the morning usually. But you can get things done. Yeah, and 1 o'clock starts aren't coming back anytime soon. We were quizzing Alex Kuhn in the sports office prior to the show, asking him when the last Iowa game was at 1 o'clock. I didn't expect him to know either. I was throwing shade at him a little bit. Is that what they call it? Is that what the kids call it these days?
No, I'll trust you on that.
I don't have a clue. I don't have a clue.
It was Iowa, Western Michigan, and what?
I'd have to look and hear and remember the year, but
is that Kinnick and Iowa needed to win that game to go to a bowl, at least qualify for a bowl?
Didn't.
Western Michigan defeating Iowa in Kinnick Stadium
prior
that day
to P.J. Fleck, by the way.
Yeah, that was a rainy day, lousy day, non-conference game at the end of the year. I don't think anybody cared, including the Iowa Hawkeyes, that day.
Played like they didn't really. Yeah, anyway. 319-366-1600 if you'd like to chime in on start times that we know of as far as the college football season is concerned. And we're going to get to Caddy Smack coming up here in just a couple of moments. Some other news and notes today. The big one as far as girls basketball is concerned, as a new gig for a guy that's a tremendous guy on and off the court and has had a great deal of success in the last few years. Nate Sanderson leaving Springville girls basketball, and he's going to be the new coach at Linmar now. So moving up from 1A to 5A as far as the girls basketball ranks is concerned. He's won the last two state championships at Springville and will try to do so at Linmar now in 5A. Still going to make his residence in Springville, though. And he and his wife are about right now due for their second child to be born. But he said, tweeted out today, I get the best of both worlds. I get to move up as far as the coaching ranks is concerned and still get to be around a nice, small, tight-knit community like Springville.
Good coach, good program, good match.
Yeah, I would agree. And good job by Tanya and everybody over at Linmar for coming up with that hire. That was certainly a good one. And Nate will be missed at Springville, certainly. And what he's done over there with the Orioles has been terrific. Has had a great deal of talent to go through there, but you got to be able to coach him. And Nate has certainly done a great job with that. And Sarah Mattis is going to go over as his assistant coach. So she will be an assistant over at Linmar now. So he takes over for Jamie Brandt, of course, the former Jamie Printy, who went from Linmar to the new Iowa City Liberty High School.
319-366-1600 is our Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. If you'd like to know more, go to jkainvest.com. Thank you to 7295, traffic update. There's a semi down that is blocking the eastbound traffic on Highway 30. Going towards Cedar Rapids. Just a heads up, the state troopers are on it.
Okay. So if you're traveling on Lincoln Highway right now, might want to find an alternate route out there.
A couple comments about the Iowa-Iowa State Series. 86-50. We can't have Iowa State at Iowa later than 2:30. Otherwise, no one will remember it. Kenneth, our friend at 2364, I might be alone, but I happen to like a later start time. For the Cy-Hawk game, evening would be fine for me, but I'll be there no matter what the kickoff time.
11 o'clock, it'll be over in Ames at Jack Trice Stadium on Saturday, September the 9th. So mark that down. All right. One other thing to throw out there, Mark, it's a red letter day in the cinema because on this day, May the 31st, 32 years ago today, one of the greatest films of all time was released. Starring Chevy Chase, and it was not Caddyshack. Or Caddyshack. I got Caddyshack on my head. Do you remember what that film was?
Had to do with a holiday?
No. No. Had to do with a lot of different disguises, though. Ted Nugent. Things like that. He gave it to you. Rick gave it to you.
I can't hear him with these headphones.
Fletch.
Fletch. Never saw the movie.
It's all ball bearings.
I never saw it.
You never saw Fletch?
I never saw Fletch. Great movie. Heresy. I don't know.
You have never seen the movie Fletch?
No.
Oh.
I'll have to pick it up.
We're going to have a get-together of the AM staff so Mark can watch Fletch as soon as possible. Great movie out there. All right, we're going to take a break, come back. 17 past the hour of 3. Caddy Smack on the Gym Class coming up next on KGYM.
At ABC Supply, their goal is to be the best company to work for in America. And right now, they have openings in Cedar Rapids. ABC Supply is hiring now for drivers. Come be a part of their great team at the nation's largest supplier of exterior building supplies. Their benefits are excellent, including health, dental, vision, 401k, and profit sharing. And you'll enjoy paid vacations and holidays. And drivers, you'll be home every night. Ready to build your career at ABC Supply? Apply right now at abcsupply.com.
Amana Colonies Golf Club is excited to announce the completion of their new event center. The beautiful 3,200 square foot lakeside barn can accommodate up to 200 guests. This is the perfect setting for weddings, graduation parties, retirement parties, bridal showers, baby showers, and of course, group golf outings. Amana Colonies Golf Club is the group golf destination of Eastern Iowa. Visit amanagolf.com for more information.
Looking back at the glory days while keeping the pulse on the here and now. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class. KGYM. It's Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. Talking local and national golf from the first tee to the 19th hole. Here are Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, and Rick Swann.
Don't know how to control the board all of a sudden. So I'm
how
so,
long have you been doing this?
I'm so flustered by Mark never watching Fletch.
Come on.
You're getting a lot of ridicule on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. I know you're going to. I'm sorry about
that. It's never too late. You can watch it. You can watch it tonight.
Of course.
Yeah.
Don't spoil it for me, Rick.
I don't have it on VHS for you, though.
Again,
there you go.
We need a drum set in here. We need rim shots.
It is Caddy Smack here on KGYM. Caddy Smack brought to you by Blue Top Ridge at Riverside, and also by St. Andrew's Golf Course and the Amana Colonies Golf Course, all coming together to help sponsor our bi-weekly golf talk here on KGYM. Rick Swann from Rob FM across the hall is here.
Yeah, we've been robbing and rolling all day.
Robbing and rolling. I like that.
Yeah. That is good.
I like that. Brian Haas from Blue Top Ridge joining us as well. How you doing?
Doing well.
Great.
Thank you. Beautiful day today.
It is. We should be doing this outside or maybe on the at the turn or something like that.
Right.
Or just the 19th hole. Just go straight to there.
Yeah. Not too bad anyway. Not too bad anyway. We're going to talk with Thomas Hutton and Tess Gowdy of the Iowa PGA. We're going to do that coming up in a little bit. And Brian's brought a couple of goodies for two of our listeners to win besides our Alan Jackson tickets. But we've got two of the very popular Iowa PGA golf booklets that are very, very popular, I know,
they are.
Brian.
Yeah, I know the retail price on them are $45, but there's hundreds of dollars of deals inside of there. Mm-hmm. And just alone at Blue Top Ridge, you just about pay for it right there.
Yeah, so we'll give a couple of our listeners an opportunity to win that in a little bit. Yeah, by the way, a question. Love to hear from you out there. Question for Brian, 319-366-1600 about your golf game. Like I said, we're going to talk with Tess and Thomas from the Iowa PGA coming up here in just a little bit and talk a little Iowa golf with them here coming up. But man alive, we got a lot going on.
Yeah.
Getting into the month of June now, and that means golf season is fast and furious.
It is. It's fun to listen to the other golf professionals around our area in the Cedar Rapids, Iowa City area, and everybody's busy. The weather's been good. You know, it hasn't been. It's been a good spring, really.
Yeah, when the sun came out over the weekend, it was just everybody getting out to the courses as quick as they could. I think it was just and then this week is just perfect. So today and tomorrow for sure.
Yeah, hopefully the weekend will hold off with some of those rains so we can
get back out.
We can get back out there. We can get back out there.
Rick has questions.
Yeah, I've got a question.
Oh, man.
I want to go back. I know we've covered this many times, but last time you were here, I'd mentioned what my issue was, and so I took that to the range on Sunday. I'll preface that by saying I played okay on Saturday, even in the rain. Played okay.
That's good.
Then I went to the range Sunday, and I spent a lot of time working on long irons and fairway woods and got that corrected. So then I went out to play Monday morning. All I did was go home, go to sleep. Got up, went out to play Monday morning, and I hit really good fairway shots. Everything else kind of
not so good
fell apart. So my question, I know we've touched on this before. It's kind of the mental part of the game. How do you go from range to the course?
Well, what happens a lot of times too is when you're starting to talk about some of those longer clubs, so the angle of attack is not as steep. And so what'll happen is if you start hitting a lot of those and you don't work around your bag when you're working on something in particular, you're going to go one direction. So you're going to get a little sweepy. And the club's longer, it's going to sweep a little bit more because of the length of the shaft. And thus, when you go to grab a wedge or an 8-iron, something a little bit shorter, you're going to try and sweep it.
That explains it.
Yeah. And it'll get in your...
That really does.
You're going to hit some thinner shots with those clubs.
Yeah.
And so sometimes you'll end up swinging maybe a little bit left with those. because you've been hitting sweepy shots, and it's hard to get that combination of a driver is swung up at.
Mm-hmm.
A fairway wood and a long iron is a little more swept.
More of a sweep?
Yeah, a little more of a sweep. So then you practice it.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you drop down underneath that and get into seven on down, you know, it gets a little steeper. And it just kind of moves along that angle. So is the swing different? Not really, but a little bit.
Just slightly. But that kind of explains it because the wedges were all, you know, same, had issues like you just described.
So. Yeah, when you're playing your best, typically you can really tell the difference. You can define the difference of each of those shots and really call them out and say, I'm going to hit down on this one. I'm going to sweep at this one a little bit more. And at the driver, you're going to swing up at it.
And I think that's good to hear.
If you have a good practice session, do you go from wedge to driver and back down to wedge? Is that what you do?
You really should. There's times like Rick was doing where you want to go out and hit a lot of shots to get repetitive and start to understand what that feels like and see some good success. But as soon as you get there and you hit maybe 6, 8, 10, no more than a dozen balls and had some success, you got to move back through your bag again and keep
start
working
over.
On, yep, start over. And I like to use the star method. So if you're looking at your bag and you have your sections inside your bag, and if you know how to draw a star, if you start in that bottom left corner, those are your warm-up shots. Those are wedges typically. Mm-hmm. And then move up somewhere into the middle of your bag as you go up into the star, and then back down to the bottom, then back over to the left, and then back over to the right, and then back down to the bottom again, and and move around your bag so that you're hitting all kinds of different shots like you would on the golf course.
Okay,
that's good. I'm going to try that next time because I've been just progressing up from wedge, maybe a 9-iron or 2, 7-iron, 5-iron, something like that. Not going through every club, but. I can see how you keep mentally sharp then by doing the star method.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're playing well, you should definitely rotate through your bag in really a random fashion. So as I hit each shot, I will lay that club against my bag, and that way it's out. So then when I go, if it's going to be a longer practice session, then I will hit that club again, but I'll put it in the bag.
You just hit once or a couple of times with those?
Three, four. Okay. I wouldn't go more than six if you're struggling with it. You know, then it's going to be more on the higher side. And then like you did the other day, if you're really struggling with something, go ahead and repeat it until you get it right. But then you got to get off of it and work with the other clubs because there are slightly different angles at attack.
I think I found it important, too, that you need to step away at certain points in your routine because – on the golf course, you don't sit there and bang shot after shot.
Yeah, you don't get to rifle
and
balls.
And the range, you probably shouldn't approach it that way either.
No, it should really take you a long time to get through your bag, and it should take you know, quite a few minutes to hit six balls. It should take you almost 10 minutes to hit six balls.
Yeah. That didn't take me that long.
Not the Rick Swann former range method.
Yeah, no. Yeah. The large bucket of balls should be plenty for an hour and not a pail.
Right. Okay.
Where are you aiming at?
Right. Mo Martin.
Mo Martin, that was her tip to Rick.
Yeah.
Way back when.
Let me ask you something. What are you aiming at?
Nothing.
319-366-1600 is our text line. If you've got a question for Brian or even Rick about his practice routine.
Or Mark, why he hasn't seen the movie Fletch.
8650 for you, Brian. Is there a difference between club brands? Also, like the look of TaylorMade, but never hit them as well as my Nikes.
Well, TaylorMade and Nike are built very similarly, and yes, there's a difference. Some club companies are more center of gravity forward in their drivers, and others are more center of gravity back, meaning center of gravity forward like Nike and TaylorMade. That ball's going to spin a lot less. However, when you hit it off center, you're going to have shorter miss hits. You're going to lose 20 or 30 yards on your miss hits because there's not as much space to hit that ball on the outer edges of that club. When you have center of gravity back clubs that are more like Titleist, Cobra, I'm trying to think of some other brands.
Ping,
they're going to launch up a little bit more, but you also have more space in the face to hit it. They also tend to be a tad more spinny if you don't swing up at the ball. So a player that swings down at a driver a little bit will do better with something that's a little more center of gravity.
Don't make the mistake of buying blade irons when you don't know really what blade irons are, which
right,
I did.
Right.
Which I did, went to Florida, and nearly didn't make it back home.
Yeah.
It was that frustrating.
Right, right. Well, on the iron side of things, there are some big differences there. And And but every manufacturer has an iron for your level of play.
Absolutely.
So the average person really should have a cavity back in their bag. And they're so good now. They're using this tungsten material that's very heavy, and they can get that so far in the outskirts that the faces are so forgiving. You can about hit the ball anywhere in the face. There's no reason to play it. In fact, a number of years back, I was having lunch with Steve Stricker in Madison, and I took one of my golf professionals with me, and looking straight at him across the table, and asked, "How come you don't play a blade?" He plays the AP2 irons,
mm-hmm.
And he said, because he looked at him straight faced, this wasn't a joke, and said, "I don't hit it that good." Mm-hmm. And we're talking about one of the best ball strikers really ever. And the reason was is that he doesn't like the miss hits that he gets off of the blades or the smaller cavity backs, which are tour issue type cavity backs. He likes that larger cavity. He wants that forgiveness.
You got to hit it well if you're going to hit blades.
You do every time too.
Yeah.
We see a lot of professional golfers, Brian, and more than one, but particularly a guy like Dustin Johnson, you know, hitting 180, 85 yard nine irons,
yeah,
or eight irons. Are there clubs angled it a different way, like a nine iron is more has a seven iron face, or are they just that good?
Yeah, they don't like pizza and beer like we do. is a lot of it. They're just that good. Okay. It doesn't matter what we give them. It's going to go a long way. There are some differences, though. The lofts are a little stronger as you get down into your more forgiving clubs and get a little bit weaker as you get into the blades. But overall, they're pretty close, and these guys are really that good. And in the case of like a Dustin Johnson, his body is so primed to hit a golf ball right now, and he's so tall, and his arc is so wide that you got to be his body size in order to produce the same thing. So somebody not his size should not have the dreams of hitting it that far, because they're just not built like that. Yeah. But a lot of players can hit it a long way, you know, with proper technique and the right equipment for them.
Yeah. 319-366-1600 here at 3:30. We're going to go ahead and take a break, come back, and we're going to talk with Thomas and Tess from the Iowa PGA. We got some PGA books we're going to let a couple of our listeners win. We'll do that here. We have the Alan Jackson tickets to give away as well for today. Alan Jackson and Leanne Womack coming up on Saturday, September 9th. That is at the U.S. Cellular Center here in Cedar Rapids. Tickets go on sale for that show coming up Friday morning beginning at 10 o'clock. All right, we'll take a break, come back, have more for you on Caddy Smack on Gym Class on this Wednesday edition coming up after this.
The Airgas USA LLC is one of the nation's leading suppliers of industrial, medical, and specialty gases. But did you know we also carry welding and safety supplies, hardware and tools, and offer MRO products and services to industrial and commercial vendors? We do, and we have a location right here in Cedar Rapids on C Avenue Northeast. So the bottom line, Airgas USA LLC has gas, welding, and safety supplies. We're 30 years strong and getting stronger. See us at airgas.com.
Play the greens and save some green now at St. Andrews Golf Club. Monday through Friday before 1 and after 5, ride 18 holes for $23. Bring your juniors with you because kids 12 and under play free anytime Monday through Friday. And on weekday evenings, take in a relaxing 18 holes with a cart for just $23 too. Only at St. Andrews Golf Club, 1866 Blair's Ferry Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids. All items subject to sales tax, special prices for walk-ins only, not scheduled outings.
Summer involves a lot of driving to camp, to work, to soccer, back home to grab what they forgot, and then back to soccer again. So wouldn't you like to know your car is up for it? Enter Hum by Verizon. Now you can check your car's health from your phone with vehicle diagnostics, drive with more peace of mind thanks to 24/7 emergency assistance, and let the kids stream and game on the go with your car's own Wi-Fi hotspot. Get Hum and get where you're going. Learn more at Hum.com. Verizon Wi-Fi available on Hum X only. Data usage applies. Coverage not available everywhere. Visit VZW.com for availability.
AutoZone presents Keeping Cool. When the AC's on the fritz, your commute becomes a hot mess. Luckily, AutoZone carries AC Pro refrigerant that helps restore cold air in only 10 minutes. And right now, you can get 20 ounces of AC Pro refrigerant with hose and gauge for just $39.99. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
I'm KFC's Extra Crispy Colonel, and you're the extra busy regular person who has to make dinner for a family of four. But you can shirk that responsibility because my extra crispy $20 fill-up from KFC contains 8 pieces of freshly double-breaded extra crispy chicken, 4 biscuits, 2 orders of mashed potatoes, and a side of coleslaw for just $20. That'll feed them. KFC, it's extra crispy good.
Pricing and participation may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
You'll probably find them either on the golf course or at the bowling alley. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, The Gym Class on KGYM.
We are back at 3:33 here on the Wednesday edition of The Gym Class, KGYM. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Brian Haas, Rick Swan all with you as it's Caddy Smack on The Gym Class here on KGYM. And we've got Alan Jackson tickets to give away today. We'll do that coming up in just a little bit. We got Stanley Cup Game 2 coming up tonight between Nashville and Pittsburgh. Are you who are you pulling for in this one, Brian?
I'm going to pull for Nashville. I like Pittsburgh and I love the team and love watching them, but I'm pulling for Nashville.
You're a huge hockey fan.
I am. I still play a couple of days a week.
Yeah. So, yeah, Blues are out. So I guess Pittsburgh won it last year. I'm going to try to root for Nashville and. Maybe the underdog.
A lot of hockey players are good golfers.
Why? Yeah. Because it's a lot of the same movements.
The slap shot and the golf swing are very similar. In fact, back in the 90s, I had this really cool layout from Golf Digest that had Brett Hull in it. And at the time, he was a 4 handicap. And so they photo-opted his golf swing piece by piece and then put his slap shot on top of it. At the same positions, and I'll tell you, they're almost identical.
Yeah, pretty amazing. So that'll be tonight at 7 o'clock, all three of our frequencies. 3:35, and Brian, we're going to talk with Thomas and Tess from the Iowa PGA here. And
they're our executive director and assistant executive director of the Iowa PGA. Thomas just came from another section. He's our new executive director for the Iowa PGA, and we're excited to have him. And they run our PGA section for Iowa.
Indeed. And they're joining us here on Caddy Smack on this Wednesday. Hello, how are you doing today?
We're doing great. How about you guys?
Not too bad. And, well, Thomas, welcome aboard. And I guess tell us a little bit about yourself and how you ended up moving on and taking on this new job here with the Iowa PGA.
Well, I'm excited to be here in the Midwest. I've gotten great hospitality from everybody, and I'm glad I made it out here. But originally from the East Coast and worked for the PGA of America since 2009 in Texas and Virginia, and now I'm here in Iowa and looking forward to serving our members and growing the game here in a great state. The golf season might not be that long, but we'll definitely make the most of it.
Yeah, that's going to be the first thing you notice right away, I believe.
Especially from Texas, yeah.
Maybe less wind, too, but we still have our windy days. But how's getting acclimated to the new job and everything like that? Been a pretty smooth transition?
Yeah, I can't complain at all. Got great PGA members here, led from our president, John Valier, who's based over in the Quad Cities. But everything's been moving great. We got a busy summer ahead for both of our professionals, as well as our junior golf program. That's a big deal here in the state of Iowa. So we got a lot of activity and hope to see a lot of people out on the golf course.
Guys, for either one of you, one of the things we wanted to talk about today is the 2017 Iowa PGA Golf Pass. We've got a couple to give away here, thanks to Brian. Either one of you talk about that.
I can go ahead and talk a little bit about
sure.
the program. It's something we've been doing for several years. We created it as a kind of a win-win-win for our facilities, the customer, and then the Iowa PGA section. It's a booklet that you can carry around in your golf bag, and we also have a new online version this year in 2017. And it basically provides our customers with discounts to various golf services, green fees, range balls, merchandise, lessons. So it's a way for us to help drive more participation at facilities, and then we also receive a little bit of revenue from it to help grow our game and serve our programs that we have, and then the customer gets a deal and gets a discount.
Awesome.
Very easy. You can't miss it on iowapga.com. It's just right there in front of you.
Yes, and I don't know if they told you or you guys had heard, but we're going to offer a special $10 off discount to anybody who's listening here and then tomorrow as well using Caddy Smack as our coupon code online. So if they use Caddy Smack as a coupon code, they're going to get $10 off either the electronic version or the regular hard copy version. And that makes it down to only $35 for the hard copy and $30 for the electronic version. And you can definitely save a lot of money by using that product.
Which is a great deal because just at Blue Top alone, we have a $10 discount rate in the book. And it's good once a month. So if you come once a month down to our facility, you'll gain $10. Yeah. Is the way it'll work because it's actually, you'll end up paying for the book right there. Yeah. But not just, I was just using us as an example, but there's all kinds of great ones. And looking on there, you know, there's Brown Deer in here and all kinds of local courses in our area. I see Jones Park, Kelowna, all kinds of golf courses just in our general area.
Hunter's Ridge is on. There's several Cedar Rapids, Iowa City courses that are on the path itself. And then the nice thing about this program is it also opens some additional facilities up that people can go and travel and experience new communities and new golf courses.
Folks listening, just go online then, Tess, and qualify for that $10 discount.
Yep. All they need to do is use Caddy Smack as a coupon code. When they register online, or they can call our office too. There's a place to put a coupon code and just use Caddy Smack and they'll get $10 off.
Cool. Very good. And you guys talked about the events you have coming up this year. And I guess we can talk about some of the biggies anyway that the Iowa PGA is involved with. And then also maybe a little bit about you mentioned growing the game, the junior program. And that's something I know that every state in the union wants to do. And what are we doing to help the game here in the state of Iowa?
Yeah, we have an awesome junior golf program. It's actually kicking off this weekend. We have a Ryder Cup match with a fellow section to our south in the Gateway section. But our Iowa PGA Junior Tour offers over 50 events throughout the summer throughout Iowa. They range from the beginner golfer all the way up to that advanced golfer, ages 6 to 18. We have all sorts of tournaments. They're all really affordable. We play great golf courses. We already have an event that's full. That's the John Deere Classic, where they play the exact same golf course that the tour pros play, which is awesome. So we got a busy summer ahead with all those junior programs, and all that information can be found on iowapga.com. There's a slight registration fee that they all get a tee gift. I believe we are celebrating our 20th year in existence here, which is awesome. So in celebration of that, as our tee gift, every person is getting a nice new golf shirt this year. Which is a nice benefit to playing in our program. So we look forward to seeing as many kids out there as possible. We're continuing to grow, and we want to try to get as many juniors as we possibly can.
How many are in the program estimated for this coming year?
We range anywhere from 700 to 1,000 members annually, which is great for the state of Iowa and some of Western Illinois. So our membership kind of fluctuates a little bit. We've been as high as 1,100 before, but we usually range anywhere from 700 to 800 as an average.
What does your calendar look like this summer in terms of some of the major events that are run under your auspices?
Well, we do help host the qualifiers for the John Deere Classic and also the Principal Charity Classic, which is coming up next week in Des Moines. So our office assists in running the qualifiers where professionals can try to get into that tournament, play their way into that tournament. So that's on the tour side of it or the professional side of it. We also administer the Iowa Open, which is going to be held at Blue Top Ridge this year. We're excited to partner with them. So that's a major professional tournament that we administer. And then as far as the juniors are concerned, and we have a major point list is what we call it, where we have one of the big ones is our 42nd PGA Junior Championship, which is the national event that we host local qualifiers, then a sectional qualifiers, and then two girls and two boys from the 16-18 division will represent Iowa nationally down in St. Louis later this summer. So we have a lot. We have a lot of different varying opportunities, but definitely something for everyone.
Blue Top, are you going to lay it out deviously, Brian?
I'm thinking the other golf professionals shouldn't even come. You know, that big check, that's for me. Can you make me a big one like Happy's?
That'll be good, and look forward to that coming up anyway. And a lot of neat things. I know if people want to check out what you guys have, they can just go to the website, not only for the book, but also just all kinds of information that you guys provide, I would imagine.
Yes, most of all of our information is available at our iowapj.com website. We do have a pretty active Facebook page, too. So anybody that likes to get on Facebook, they can like us and follow us on Facebook. We do a lot of contests. We give away a lot of products and run specials and things of that nature. So we always encourage people to check that out, as well as Twitter, Instagram, all those social media. But all of our information is available at iowapj.com, and we are always available to answer questions by phone as well.
Awesome. Awesome. So again, take advantage today and tomorrow. Go to the Iowa PGA website, either the booklet form or the electronic form, and the $45 book special, $35 for today and tomorrow. Just type in Caddy Smack for the coupon code up there. And hey, guys, appreciate that, and appreciate all you do for the game of golf. And thank you very much, both of you, for coming on the show today.
Our pleasure. We look forward to seeing everybody out on the golf course this summer.
All right. Welcome to Iowa.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thomas Hutton, Tess Gowdy from the Iowa PGA joining us here on the Gym Class on KGYM. Let's do this as we go to break. Let's give away these two books.
All right.
Brian, thank you. Thanks to the Iowa PGA as well. And Kyle is going to get your information here. You must be able to come to the station to pick these books up, though. So keep that in mind. You must be able to come during regular business hours, but we got a couple of books here. Callers 4 and 5, Kyle. Let's do that. Callers 4 and 5 at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. They are going to get a book from the Iowa PGA. All right, we'll take a break, come back with more of your questions, talk a little golf. We'll do that when we come back at 345. Caddy Smack on the Gym Class and KGYM.
When it's a beautiful day, the first thing you think of is golf. This summer, hit the links as often as you like and save money with a season pass for the City of Cedar Rapids golf courses. Choose now from passes for adults, seniors, young professionals, or junior golfers. Once you've got your season pass, golf all summer long at the four Cedar Rapids City courses. Gardner, Twin Pines, Ellis, and Jones. Each has its own unique character. Get your season pass now for a summer of great golf. Details at playcedarrapidsgolf.com.
Linn County REC is always working hard to provide its members with reliable service, but unexpected events like storms can cause issues. Now, if power is interrupted, Linn County REC members can see the outage map or report an outage right from the Smart Hub app. Download it now from the Apple App Store or Google Play Store, and you'll be ready. Then, if power is ever interrupted, you can get the details or report the outage in just a tap. A little information can help you feel a whole lot better. That's just another one of the benefits of membership with Linn County Rural Electric Cooperative.
The KGYM Road Trip comes to you live with the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. It's your chance to hang out while we're broadcasting and get your hands on some swag from the gym and other prizes. Want to know when it's happening? Find the road trip schedule at KGYMradio.com. The KGYM Road Trip, live from the Coach's Corner Sports Pub, Mormon Trek Boulevard in Iowa City, driven by Linder Tire Service. Linder Tire keeps you rolling during all your road trips this summer. Visit LinderTire.com for great tire and service specials.
There are two things every parent wants when their child goes to college: for their child to do well, and a way to afford it. Now, with Discover Student Loans, parents can have the best of both worlds. Not only do our loans cover up to 100% of school-certified costs with zero fees, but we'll give them a cash reward for each new student loan if they earn at least a 3.0 GPA or equivalent. That means every A in history or B in math could help them earn a cash reward for good grades. Just one of the many ways we treat you like you'd treat you. Apply now in 15 minutes or less at discoverstudentloans.com. Limitations apply.
Two hosts born and raised in Eastern Iowa, talking Eastern Iowa sports. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class, KGYM.
Back with you on Caddy Smack at 347 here on a Wednesday edition of the program. We've got those Alan Jackson tickets to give away coming up with Leanne Womack, September the 9th at the U.S. Cellular Center. We got our winners, Dustin and Bill. Congratulations. Thank you very much for calling in and picking up those Iowa PGA booklets. And as Thomas and Tess talked about, if you want to go to the Iowa PGA website today and tomorrow and purchase either the electronic edition or the book itself. You can go there, type in Caddy Smack for the coupon code, and you can get that $45 book for $35. So
it is. It's a great deal. There's so many pages in that and so many opportunities. And like they were saying, that the travel opportunities to head into Des Moines and the different areas around Iowa, it's tremendous. Mm-hmm. About everybody is in there.
Amazing. A great book there. Certainly helping out to grow the game of golf a little bit. Mark, 319-366-1600 for the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. If people want to ask Brian a question, we had a couple of texts to pass along.
Brian, 1121 would like to know, says I'm a new golfer. Can you just go to a store and buy a set of clubs? Or should I have them fitted to my height and swing?
Yeah. Please don't buy just a set of clubs. Here's the hard part about that. You know, anybody can play golf. I can give you a set of clubs and you can play golf. And that's great. But the reality is a set of clubs that fit you don't cost any more unless you need to pay the golf professional that's doing it. Our facility does charge a little bit to have that done, but we're going to guarantee it's perfect. And that's why we charge for it. And it takes a lot of time. It's not something that happens in 30 minutes or 45 minutes. When you're looking at a whole set of clubs, it's at least 2 hours. Yeah. It can be as much as 3 hours, depending on the player. And so it does take a little bit of time. But if you're going to spend 4 hours on the golf course, we'll say at a minimum for 18 holes, you know, the time to get there and back, a little warm-up time, maybe a little lunch afterwards, that's most of your day. That's an important thing to you then. You're spending six or so or more hours in and around golf once or twice a week. That's a long time. So I suggest that you do get fit for them and enjoy the game, because the reality is it doesn't cost any more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good answer.
There you go. Thank you for the text. And a lot of people probably have that same question, too.
Yeah, it's pretty common. And I'll get a lot of players come in that will have purchased off the rack. And sometimes they can be readjusted to you.
Mm. Yeah, because this golfer presumably is going to get better. Is he going to need to be refitted again in 5 years?
Chances are no, unless they do some extreme things to their body to get faster or stronger, or they're a child and they're growing.
Mm-hmm.
That can change. But if they're an adult, their arm length, their torso length, their leg length, none of that's going to change. So if their posture is even close, they're going to be just fine. And if it does change a little bit, those little changes can be made, for instance, right in our studio, right on the property. And most of the golf facilities have bending machines to make those slight changes that you might need. But as far as how your speed is, that probably won't change much either. So the speed of the type of shaft that you need, how it launches, that sort of thing, that's all the fittable pieces that are just as important as length and lie. And once you kind of get into those without changing your body dramatically, that probably won't change for a long time either.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're getting into the major season again. U.S. Open is right around the corner in about a little over 2 weeks. And we got the memorial this week for Jack Nicklaus and his course over in Muirfield Village in Dublin, Ohio. And I'm fortunate enough, I got to go see around at Erin Hills. I can't wait.
Nice.
We watched a video yesterday. Wesley Bryan went up there to play a practice round. And no kidding, off the fairway, two paces.
Right.
Two paces. They have a two-pace strip of rough.
Okay.
And then it got to what? 3 foot
wow.
Wispy native grass.
Right.
He dropped a ball in there. You're done.
It's
the only
gone.
Thing I could think of is Rick and I wouldn't finish.
No.
You are done.
Right.
Nope.
You need a caddy for your extra
golf balls. Heavily penal, though. Yeah. I mean, a U.S. Open course should be tough,
and that's the way I think of a U.S. I think of a U.S. Open course like that, though. It is it's a fairway must event is the way I look at the U.S. Open, and it's always been that way, no matter where it is. And this particular facility having prairie grass, very similar to ours, except that it's not 8 or 10 yards. It's 2 or 3 paces.
Wow,
that's 3 yards, and that's very close to the fairway.
I will say this though: in reading about the course, the fairways are going to be wider than most of the U.S. Open venues that they have played. But if you miss it, I mean, it's a double at least,
right?
Because you're chipping back into the. You're not advancing the ball.
And Blue Top's built that same way. It has the prairie grass. I have a little more bluegrass rough between the prairie grass and the fairway, but our fairways are typically wider than most golf courses that you're playing at because we're not really a tree line golf course. We're a prairie grass golf course. And so if we were to host something like that, any sort of a major, they would narrow us up quite a bit. They would bring the bluegrass, they'd cut some of that out and bring the prairie grass in a little closer.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Rick had a great idea, and I think we'll probably get it to it in the next couple of Caddy Smack programs, and that is a couple years ago we had your game of the week.
Yeah, I remember that. We haven't talked about fun games to play with your buddies in a while.
Yeah, and maybe just revisit that a little bit.
I'd love to do that. That's fun. Mm-hmm.
And just get maybe a segment or two, maybe talk about some of the games that you can play for a lemonade or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, and Facebook us too. If you have your favorite game out there, we'd love to talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
4063 on the text line, a question for you again, Brian. How would you recommend to get a junior golfer started and where to get a set?
Oh, good question.
Yeah, so the junior golfers do come in ages. That doesn't always work because the girls grow faster than the boys at that age. But again, go into your golf shop, find that right length for your junior, and just get them started. Again, most of those can be bent if they have shorter arms or longer arms, that sort of thing, just so we get a good lie angle. But with the junior, they come by age. So it's really more about the length of the club for them, getting the right length in their hand. One of the worst things you can do for your junior is hand them your golf clubs and expect them to play. That's very hard on them. They won't get the ball airborne. They won't have any fun. They may never come back.
Mm. True. True with that. And, of course, we had the Memorial Day weekend, and now we're getting into the month of June, and everybody is pretty much gangbusters as far as getting out there and playing. So courses are in great shape right now.
They are. They're absolutely gorgeous and fast. You know, the rain's been timely, so all the superintendents have been able to keep their fairways a little firmer and faster, so it's a fun time to hit drives and a little tougher time to hit balls into the greens because they're
this
firmer.
Is true.
So they won't stop maybe quite as quickly, but things are rolling well.
Yeah, you remarked about that the other day, Rick, didn't you?
It was fast. Yeah, they were faster greens. So just got to adjust your game.
Yeah,
Speaking of this weekend's tournament, Zach Johnson will be back in action at the Memorial starting tomorrow. He'll tee off at 6:53 Central Time in Dublin, Ohio, with Nick Taylor and Hudson Swafford, and hope Zach can get off the schneid a little bit.
Yeah,
he's a dew sweeper tomorrow.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
7:53 local time.
Oh, well, yeah. Still.
Now I have the whole field pushing them.
Yeah. Yeah, Zach was not happy when they put him on the clock. And I don't know if you've ever had that situation.
I have, yeah.
And it's not fun at all.
It wasn't me particular in the group that was on the clock.
It might not be you. It might be your playing
group,
partner.
Right, and your group gets put on the clock is really what ends up happening, and it could be somebody in your group that's really the slow player. So it's hard not to get on their case. You can't. You shouldn't. But at the same time, they're the reason you're being put on the clock.
Right.
So it's one of those golf etiquette things where you kind of give them a little stink eye, for lack of a better term, and say, come on, let's get moving. And you do. You feel like you're pressured to move faster. It's harder to play like that.
I know we don't have a lot of time. I think this is a really good question, if we can get to it.
Yeah, go ahead.
7295 to all of us. What is your favorite memory on the course before you turn 20?
Before 20?
Oh.
Okay. Think about that for a second.
Me, easily. I won the Optimus Golf Tournament.
Mine's pretty easy, too. I had a hole-in-one as a senior at Jefferson and a meeting in City High at Ellis.
Hole-in-one, nice.
On number 8. And also, by the time I was 20, I played in the NCAA Division III golf tournament.
There you go.
Nice.
At Coe College. So a lot of good things came early.
Mine was, I'm not sure how old I was, but I was definitely in my younger teens. I was playing at an event at Lacoma Golf Course in East Dubuque, Illinois. And on a I even remember the length of the hole. It's a 420-yard par 4.
You always remember your good shots and how long and all the specifics.
2 days in a row, I almost hit it in my divot the second day off the tee, and
right?
I knocked it in the hole both days.
Nice.
Oh, wow. Two eagles.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I don't have one before 20 because I started at 20.
There you go.
Right.
I played a lot of baseball before 20, and that could explain my swing. but no, I started when I was 20. So a buddy of mine just was going to go, and he said, let's go. So he just took me out, and we didn't even go to the range. He just said, it was wide open course. I think I shot like 190. I quit keeping score after the first few swings, but it was fun.
And you're hooked now.
Oh, yeah.
Hooked
right away.
Yeah. Yeah. Good stuff. Good question right there. And we'll be back in a couple of weeks on U.S. Open week. So yeah. That's going to be exciting.
It will.
As get ready for Erin Hills and the United States Open, the 117th coming up. So that'll be a great episode. And Brian, thanks for coming up, and thanks for the books. And
it was my pleasure.
And we will see you. We'll see you on the golf course, man.
Absolutely.
All right. As we get ready to depart here today, thank you, Rick.
Yep.
Thank you, Rick. Back across the hall with you. We've got tickets to see Alan Jackson, the Hall of Famer inductee, along with Leanne Womack, coming up on Saturday, September 9th at the U.S. Cellular Center in Cedar Rapids, the 2017 Honky Tonk Highway Tour. And that will be coming up on September the 9th. Tickets go on sale this Friday morning at 10 o'clock at the U.S. Cellular Center box office or online at Ticketmaster.com. Pair of tickets going out to caller number 6 right now at 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. Talk to you tomorrow on The Gym Class.
Summer involves a lot of driving to camp, to work, to soccer, back home to grab what they forgot, and then back to soccer again. So wouldn't you like to know your car is up for it? Enter Hum by Verizon. Now you can check your car's health from your phone with vehicle diagnostics, drive with more peace of mind thanks to 24/7 emergency assistance, and let the kids stream and game on the go with your car's own Wi-Fi hotspot. Get Hum and get where you're going. Learn more at Hum.com. Verizon Wi-Fi available on Hum X only. Data usage applies. Coverage not available everywhere. Visit VZW.com for availability.
Golic, what's the first thing you do when you set a goal?
I put together a game plan.
That's right, and GNC can help kick your plan into action with the lowest prices of the season sale.
Well, I like where